Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 14. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well.
Looking at all he had created, God declared that it was very good. We've been awesomely and wonderfully made, and those of us who are believers have great potential for service in his kingdom. However, some of us may doubt that this is true, because we notice so many ways in which we fall short. Let's look at some biblical examples of people who might have felt the same way. Moses appeared to have many advantages while he was growing up in Pharaoh's household. Then he killed an Egyptian and fled the country. No longer did he seem a likely candidate to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. But God had a plan. He looked beyond what Moses had done and saw the man he could use. Paul, prior to salvation, persecuted those who believed in Jesus. Yet through God's mercy, the apostle became a mighty evangelist and author of almost half of the New Testament. Peter denied, not once but three times, that he knew Jesus. Still, the Lord chose this simple fisherman to preach on the day of Pentecost. God sees beyond our human frailties to the prospect of what we're able to become in him. Because his Spirit dwells in us, we have a greater capacity to be spiritually transformed than we can imagine. Seek to become the person God has equipped you to be.